As mentioned earlier, I would like to outline for you two techniques, and this is from a book by Schertz. It's specifically to be used with children, and that's mainly how I use this visualization technique. And while I'm explaining the technique, you might think of a child perhaps in a foster home who has suffered abuse, a child who has an illness, a child who has acting out behavior in school, or a child with behavioral symptoms following perhaps a divorce. This first intervention is called video time, and here's a brief outline of what I say to the child. This may take several sessions. I may alter the sequencing of steps and substitute others and so on, but this gives you a broad idea of the visualization that I use with a child who has an anxiety disorder. Remember when your mom and dad had that big fight right before dad left? What happened? Did you feel pretty sad or angry? The answer might be, no, I felt it was my fault. After we explore this, I ask, if you could put a number from 1 to 10 on your feelings, with 10 being at the top, bursting with feeling, what number would you say? After I explain this further, I say, imagine you're at home and you're going to watch a video. This is a video of the night your father got mad and left. Begin watching the video of that night. Now, rewind your video back to the beginning, just like when you rent a video. Watch it in fast forward, rewind it fast, watch it in forward again faster, rewind it even faster this time. Play it forward, faster, rewind it still even faster. Now, continue forwarding and rewinding faster and faster until, pow, the tape self-destructs, and I find that pow kind of gets the client's attention. And we think of other sounds that we could use, like and so on. The idea is to make an impact on the child that the tape has self-destructed, and it takes a lot more explanation when I do this with the child. Then I instruct the child, I say, wrap your arms around yourself from shoulder to shoulder and love yourself the best you can at this moment. Now with your arms around yourself, watch the video again. Is your feeling any less strong? Now imagine a new video showing you do something you really like. Now rate your feeling from 1 to 10 again. Here's an outline of the video time technique. Number 1, an awareness of the feeling, the situation, and the habit your client wants to change, and to rate that from 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest. The second step is to watch the video going forward at regular time. Number 3 is to fast forward and to rewind, fast forward and rewind, fast forward and rewind. The tape self-destructs, and I find, depending on the child, to come up with some type of a weird noise for the self-destruction of the tape. And then the next step, number 6, is for the child to hug him or herself and to imagine a new future, having their desired goal. Number 7 is to finally re-rate their feelings again from 1 to 10. That's one visualization I like to use with children, and here's a second one that's called Picture on the Wall. Children who are good at visualizing really like this one, and here's what I say. Think back to a scene of you on the playground where the kid pushed you down. If you could put a number from 1 to 10 on your feelings, with 10 being at the top, bursting with feeling, what number would you say? See an 8x10 picture out in front of you with the scene from the playground. In the bottom right-hand side of the picture, see a picture the size of a postage stamp of you with the result you would like and a happier ending. Start bringing this whole picture in towards you. As it comes towards you, very, very long and drawn out, I say, whoosh. Also, as it comes towards you, the little picture grows bigger and bigger. At the end, say the word, usually I use the sound whoosh. The little picture is now the size of the 8x10. And then I go into the same, hug yourself as best as you can, and notice the difference in the feelings. So in the second visualization technique, the steps were to become aware of what you would like for the child to transform and to rate the feelings from 1 to 10. Then next, it varies with the age of the child. I say an 8 by 10 picture. I may hold up a sheet of 8.5 by 11 paper and say a picture on this piece of paper. It, of course, depends on the age and mental ability of the child. I may even show them a postage stamp to give them an idea of the size, and we talk about that. And then I find the whooshing sound as the picture comes towards them and as the smaller picture of the positive incident grows larger and actually blots out the larger picture, and then they hug themselves and then they rate their feelings. The last question, what are examples of interventions specifically intended for children who have an anxiety disorder? We have discussed intervention techniques of the cognitive model, overcoming resistance to learning, keeping brief therapy brief, assisting your clients in distancing himself from the anxiety, guidelines for asking specific questions, techniques to explore the questions of what's the evidence, what's another way of looking at it, and so what if it does happen? Also, we've discussed how to help your client to break the vicious cycle of anxiety, cognitive mapping restructuring, and ways to raise self-confidence, as well as visualizations to use with children. In conclusion, I'd like to share the four techniques I use the most frequently with clients. First, I find making the client aware that their anxiety may come from thoughts which are so fast they are unaware of the cause of their anxiety. Second, to understand the difference between I am anxious and I feel anxious. Third, pending assessment of other disorders, having the client separate from the anxious thoughts by saying, Mary is upset from the expression on her husband's face. Fourth, putting the situation in perspective and developing a course of action if their worst fears do materialize. It's hoped that this learning experience has proven to be a valuable one for you. This is Tracy Catherine Appleton. Thank you for purchasing this course. Talk to you again on the next home study course.